Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, James Proton. Every week I will be sharing the experiences that have defined my journey and talking with people who have their own powerful story to tell. It's about doing better and being better in life, business, and all things in between. The Visually Inclined can catch us on YouTube, or you can check us out on just about every podcast platform. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. We have a great show for you today. Our guest is Caroline Boyce. She is the executive director of the Ryan Shazier Fund for Spinal Rehabilitation. I almost got through that without you stumbling on it. But welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is exciting because my good friend Chris Fletcher, not to be confused with Uncle Bruce, this is the smart Fletcher. But I want to thank him for introducing us and coming over with you. This is great.
Yeah, and Chris has been an integral part of our team at the Ryan Shazier Fund and has helped us to make a lot of progress in a short period of time.
Yeah, you are new, right? You've only been around for a few years.
Yeah, we started actually in the fall of 2020. That was right at the time that Ryan Shazier announced his retirement from mm-hmm. the NFL after his very unfortunate spinal cord injury.
Not to interrupt, but I think most people, especially in this part of the world, know Ryan Shazier and his story. But do you want to just kind of touch on that real quick, just
sure.
for the few that may not?
Sure. So Ryan was a linebacker star player for the Steelers. Prior to that, he played for Ohio State. Was a big star there. Pittsburgh was really fortunate and excited to have him on the team. And just about 5 years, a little over 5 years ago, on a Monday Night Football game in Cincinnati, he sustained a spinal cord injury on national television and was given about a 15% chance of walking again.
Oh, my. I didn't realize it was that dramatic.
Yeah, it was dramatic. He was fortunate in that Dr. David Okonkwo, who's on our board, who's a world-class neurosurgeon, happened to be at that game. And he saw the injury and knew exactly what had transpired and was able to get to the locker room where they had taken Ryan mm-hmm. off the field and do some things on site there that are generally thought to have put Ryan in a position for a better recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness he was there, and he's been an integral part of the success of our organization as well. So Ryan has had a remarkable recovery. Of course, he's not playing football anymore. He retired in the fall of 2020. But due to a number of factors, he was able to walk again mm-hmm. and really overcome the odds. And there are a number of reasons for that are important in the successful recovery, whether it's a complete recovery or whether it's just regaining, maximum level of recovery given the injury.
Sure.
That are important to us as we carry out our work. And so as an organization, we focused on some key factors that have put us in a position to be the only organization that I'm aware of that is approaching spinal cord injury recovery directly with the individual and their family in a full, comprehensive way. And we're really proud of that.
And when you say full, comprehensive way, what does that mean?
So there are five factors in the recovery of an individual with spinal cord injury that determine sort of the outcome. One is the extent of the injury, and we have no control over that.
Right.
That's Every spinal cord injury is different. Everybody's journey is different. So the extent of the injury is unique, and the medical field mm-hmm. sort of deals with that. The areas that we work in that are really important are the support system that the individual has. And when you hear Ryan talk about his journey, he talks about the remarkable support that he got from his family and from the Steelers and the NFL, he recognized that he got a level of support that the average person doesn't have.
Okay.
And one of that was inspiring to him to actually create this organization, because he wanted to help others get the kind of support that he got. So support system, self-motivation is really important. And anybody that's ever met Ryan can see that he is an incredibly authentic, motivated human being with a level of grit and determination that really helped his recovery. And that became a mantra here in Pittsburgh. You may recall Shalev.
Yeah.
And there were Shalev shirts and Shalev. And we've adopted Shalev, the spirit of Shalev, in our organization.
That's cool.
We even give an award out every year, the Shalev Award,
really?
To an individual with spinal cord injury who's exhibited that same kind of
grit. It's that same grit.
Yeah. So extent of injury, support system, self-motivation, rehab, access to frequent, high-quality rehab early on after the injury. And that's also very much part of our core programming. We have something called the Golden Window Stipends, and we provide financial support up to $15,000 a person to help that individual get additional rehab, mental health support, other kinds of things that when insurance has stopped.
Okay.
And our priority is that 24 months immediately after the injury to help maximize the recovery in that stage when it's most likely to happen. And then the last thing is navigation of the healthcare system and all the support services and resources.
There's not much more complex out there anything than that. I mean, it's just amazing.
And almost any catastrophic health situation, the patients and the family are going to find themselves in this sort of swirling world of, oh my gosh, my life has changed radically all of a sudden. And you leave the hospital, and here's your folder of 500 pieces of paper of all the things you can access to help you. And then there's the internet. And it's overwhelming.
Well,
life has changed. One of our primary goals is to help ease that navigation system to support services. And that could be even something fun, things like finding an adaptive sport that could help lift your spirits and get you out of the house, as well as helping to find other things. So those are the areas that we're really focusing on and helping to create relationships and bonds between individuals and families who are going through the same thing.
Yeah. That's awesome, because, you know, life is hard enough to navigate alone, let alone when you have something catastrophic like that, because it is life-changing no matter how you look at it, you know. And I don't know Ryan. I've never met him, but obviously seeing the story and knowing a little bit about the story, he seems very passionate about this and very hands-on with the agents, with the organization.
Yeah, he is. And when it first became apparent to him that there was a need for something like this was when he was going through his rehab. And he would go to rehab every single day, and for a while he was seeing the same people and establishing relationships. And then all of a sudden he'd show up one day and, you know, a person or people who he had been seeing coming weren't there anymore.
Okay.
And he would ask, why aren't they here? And the answer was simple. Health insurance ran out. You know, that's it. So he started thinking, maybe there's something I can do, because with a spinal cord injury, 25 sessions of rehab is not enough.
Right.
And for most people with a spinal cord injury, it's a lifelong
endeavor. And you know, to his credit, he was able to come up with a plan and use his celebrity to a certain extent to get it kicked off and to start. Now, where does the funding come from for the organization?
So we raise the money every year, and we leave no stone unturned. And we seek support from individuals.
Okay.
That's the most important. We seek support from the foundation community. We had fundraising events. We've been fortunate to have corporate and individual partners in the community who've held events specifically to raise money for us. So that's put us in a position where I can say to you today that 4 years into this organization, starting from nothing, we have given out $750,000 in Golden Window stipends. Wow. To support individuals with spinal cord injury.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And to hold events that have brought more than 500 people who come from families with spinal cord injuries.
Sure.
Together to get to know each other and build community. It's been really amazing. And Ryan has been the inspiration. It's interesting, though, because we're now at this juncture with the organization where we're not a fully mature nonprofit organization yet. We haven't been around for 10, 20 years, but we're not in our infancy anymore. So we've expanded our footprint a little bit. We're now providing services in northern West Virginia and eastern Ohio.
Okay.
And we've expanded in Pennsylvania beyond southwestern PA. We're now pretty much all the way to Altoona and all the way up to Erie.
Okay.
This sort of conversation is really helpful in spreading the word about the need for our services and what we have to offer. So I really appreciate being able to talk to you today.
There's a big event coming up pretty soon at Acrisure Stadium.
There sure is.
Which sounds like a who. Tell us about that.
So it's an event that is not like anything that Pittsburgh has seen until the Ryan Shazier Fund came to be. So it's called the Run for the Black and Gold, and it's on May 18th at Acrisure Stadium. And it's a sort of Kentucky Derby horse race themed event.
Okay.
Where we set up a race course kind of stage setup on the field.
Okay.
And we get 12 celebrity jockeys who are sports figures,
okay.
Names that everybody would recognize. Mm-hmm. Ryan, of course, being one. He rounds up some of his Ohio State football star friends like Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah. I saw Cam Hayward.
Yeah, Cam's been amazing. We will miss Franco Harris.
We all do.
Yeah,
we all do.
Because he's been incredibly supportive. This is our third year, but one of the things that is great about Ryan is that he has a gift for engaging with others,
mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that we deploy that. And the money from back to the Run for the Black and Gold. The Run for Black and Gold actually raises the largest dollars,
okay.
That are part of our budget, and it all, for the most part, goes to the Golden Window stipend program.
Okay.
The dollars that we provide to the individuals to help get those extra services.
Right.
But Ryan has this added touch of being able to speak directly to individuals with spinal cord injuries and their families, and I shouldn't even say speak with.
Right.
And so we have something called Ryan Tarn. We talk about giving back. He carves out an hour every week opted to have a one-on-one conversation with an individual with a spinal cord injury and sometimes their caregiver, private conversation, just sharing and providing inspiration and sharing his story in a very personal way. I get chills just talking about
It is such an inspirational story, you know, because it's...
But he's done probably 70 of those.
Wow.
And will also make...
It's impressive.
Make visits, personal visits to a nursing home, to the hospital, or somebody's home if there's a circumstance that requires...
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because when you look at Ryan now, you don't see somebody who had a catastrophic injury like that. You wouldn't think that of him, you know, because he's come a long way. And I think, you know, again, like you said, there was a physician there that was phenomenal. Plus, he was a highly conditioned athlete and, you know, those types of things were in his favor. But, you know, the fact that he invests like this is really, really inspirational to me. And I think it to our audience, it will be as well, because that's one of the things that we talk about is you know, giving back and inspiring others to achieve more than what they think they can.
And even with Ryan, I mean, he's walking, but it's a lifelong situation that he has to deal with as well. I mean, he, you know, if he has to walk a long way, you'll see the fatigue, and, you know, there are... The spine connects everything in the body, and a spinal cord injury has the potential to impact every organ.
Literally everything, sure.
So he takes very good care of himself mentally as well as physically, and the mental health is really big.
That's a big deal.
And yes. It's one of the reasons that we have focused attention on community building within the spinal cord injury community. That sharing and building of relationships really helps. We do, for example, I don't know if you're familiar with the Woodlands Foundation north of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. I am.
They have a kind of camp-like setting there, and we do weekend retreats there for families with spinal cord injury. And Ryan spends time with them that weekend. We have one coming up, and Ryan's mother is coming up from Florida to spend time with the caregivers.
Nice.
And they have an opportunity to, while they're there, have some structured time to kind of talk through their experience, but also unstructured time to just have fun. They have zip line, they have adaptive golf, they have a swimming pool, and everything that's there can be used by anybody with anything.
You have people in all stages of recovery.
Yes.
I would think.
Yes, yes. And we're starting to kind of refine that retreat. So the one that's coming up in April is going to be focused on families that have a teenager with a spinal cord injury.
Okay.
So there will be common issues and concerns among that cohort. So we're learning as we go, and you know, we are constantly evaluating what we're doing and trying to do better. So
that's what it's all about,
too. Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So what about you? What? How did you come to be in this position? Did you have any personal prior knowledge relationship with Ryan or any personal connection?
So, other than being a super Steelers fan and seeing that injury, I had no relationship with Ryan, and really didn't know anything about spinal cord injuries either. My area of expertise is nonprofit organizations.
Okay.
I've been a professional in the nonprofit community for many years that I won't even say. And that experience has involved a whole range of things, from startups like this, to helping nonprofits with financial crises, to executive recruitment, all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of a nonprofit doctor. I moved back to Pittsburgh. I grew up here, moved back during COVID because I wasn't quite sure where COVID was heading.
I
missed Pittsburgh after
moving back from where?
I had been in Harrisburg working in the halls of state government on policy work and coalition work on behalf of nonprofits, and decided that given the uncertainties of COVID, I would come back to Pittsburgh. My mother is still here, and I wanted to be able to be close to her during it. And because I had been doing work statewide, I knew people in Pittsburgh from work and also from growing up here, and I started my career here. I started reaching back out to people to say, hey, I'm back in town, and all of a sudden I was sitting talking to Ryan Shazier, and he said, you sound like the perfect person to help me start my foundation. So
how was that conversation? We have to frame that just a little bit. We talked a little bit before about the Immaculate Reception and Franco. And, and tell a story real quick about what your family did when you were young.
Sure. So my family, we came from overseas, actually. My father was a rugby football player. And so when we ended up in Pittsburgh, of course, he was interested in American football and learning about American sports. He also had played cricket. So he and I used to go to the Pirates games when I was a kid, and we all were Steelers fans. And of course, back then, there were many Steelers games, home games, that were blacked out.
Sure, yeah.
So we developed this family thing of piling into the car and driving north up 79 to Erie, where we would get a room at the Holiday Inn in Erie and all pile onto the bed and watch the Steelers on TV. And there were actually a lot of people that did that and a lot that went to that Holiday Inn. So it was like a kind of a tailgate.
Like
up
a big tailgate party,
Erie. And we happened to be up in Erie for the game that the Immaculate Reception took place.
That's very cool.
I can claim to be one of those people that from Pittsburgh who saw it.
Who saw it, yeah.
I was not at the game. I was not one of the, 7 million people who claimed they were at the game.
All squeezed into River Stadium.
But we saw it up in Erie. And one of the best parts was the ride home, because everybody piled into their cars after the game, and it was like this convoy of cars of Steelers fans coming back down to Pittsburgh, honking at each other and waving out the windows. And
very cool.
It was great.
That is very cool. Yeah. Well, listen, this has been fantastic, and I thank you for joining us. And
great. And for anybody that's interested in more information, we have a BAFO website that Chris Fletcher had a lot to do with. That's RyanShazierFund.org. And there's information there on the Run for Black and Gold event.
Okay.
For anybody that's interested in attending that event, we'd love to see you there. It is a blast.
It's all over it. So listen, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
Look forward to working with you.